love Christmas time. My, my, my. James chapter 1. And let's look at verse 17. James 1 and 17. The Bible reads like this. Every what? Good gift. Every good gift and every what? Perfect gift is from where? And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He never changes. Oh God, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, Brother Jason. Heaven came down and cometh down from the Father of lights. Praise wow. God, you may be seated. Christmas time is a time of giving. You know that. Yeah. It's reciprocating, if you want to terminate it, if you want to term it that way. You give gifts to people you love, and the people you love, they'll give a gift back to you. It's a time of sharing, a time of giving. I'd like to ask us today, where is Jesus?
Where is he?
My heart's broke.
Glory to God.
What happened to the Christ of Christmas?
Come on.
Where's he at?
Where is he at?
Nowadays, it's Xmas. Jesus is left out. He's missing, Brother George, in our society. You can't hardly find him anymore.
You're right.
That's the truth.
Come on.
You can't hardly find a good Christmas card about God sending his son, Jesus.
Right.
And him being born and coming down to earth to save us. It's sad. Just years ago, you could go into Walmart and you could get the prettiest cards and stuff. I'm telling you. Had Jesus, had the manger, had the star, had the shepherds bowing on the cards, on the front of it. Jesus, God's gift to mankind. And now it's a bunch of garbage. It is. Yeah. Coming down to earth, the greetings have went from Merry Christmas now to Happy Holidays.
Yeah.
Buy something at the cash register, pay for it. Happy holiday. Mary said, no, it ain't. She got on here the other day and said, it's Merry Christmas. Hang in there, sister. Hang in there. It's Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I told her, I said, for it's old rat, I will say Merry Christmas. Jesus is the reason. Hallelujah. Shut him out. Shun him if you want to. He's my Lord, and I made him a Lord a long time ago in my life. He's my everything. He's my Savior. He's my soon coming King. He is Lord of Lords. Ain't you glad of that? He is Jesus, God's Son. Well, praise the Lord. Nobody could ever take that out either. Hallelujah. You can take my Bible. The atheist could tear all the pages out of it. But you'll never take Jesus out of my heart. Because almost 50 years ago, I let the King of Kings come down inside of my soul. And I made him the Lord of my life. I'm going to tell you something today. He'll be your Lord, or he won't be your Lord at all.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Where is Jesus?
Where is he?
I got on my phone just today, spent an hour on there trying to find good Christian-based electronic e-cards, Christmas cards to send to everybody, my family and all. 97% of them is about Santa Claus, reindeer, sleighs, gifts, snowmen, Christmas trees, dazzling lights. But can I ask us today, where is Jesus? Where is the love for the Son of God? Hallelujah to the Lord. He's missing in our society. You can't hardly find him anymore. And I know one thing. You can look into the eyes of a Son of God. That, hallelujah. And you can say, Lord, you love me with an everlasting love. Shoot. At Christmas, We celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we celebrate by giving gifts to one another like the wise men did when they brought their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and presented them to Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, do you know how far the wise men traveled to come to Jesus to bring him their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh? You ever looked it up? How far did they travel? They were magi. They studied the stars. They studied the scriptures. They traveled on a caravan route from Babylon in modern-day Iraq, 900 miles to come to Nazareth to see the king.
Wow. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Listen. It took these wise men, and everybody preaches the three wise men. We don't know it. It might have been a multitude of them because it was three gifts, but they were more than that. These wise men, Brother Kevin, traveled for four whole months traveling across desert sands to bring their best gifts to Jesus.
Amen. You're right. Give him best.
Oh God. Oh God. How far will you travel?
That's right. Come on.
How far will we travel?
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
How far will we go?
Right,
Brother George, how far?
How far?
To see Jesus?
Glory, glory, glory.
Raise your hand, I know. I don't know about you, but I want to see him. I want to see him. I prayed, I said, Lord, grace us today with your presence. Oh, King of Kings, would you walk in our midst, Lord. Be the special guest here, Lord, in this church service today. It's because of you.
Right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. How much of a desire do we have to come to him and bring our very best offering to him? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
How many could say, Lord, I give you my heart today. I give you my praise today. I brought something to give him. It's just to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done today. You came a long, long way. Heaven is located in the northern part of the sky. Do you know that? The northern part of the universe. And I don't know how far it is, but I know it's above. Hey, Lord, it's above our clouds and the stars and the planets. Heaven is way, way, hallelujah, far above anything. But can I tell you, he came a long way from glory. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in heaven. And Jesus at his right hand. Hallelujah. The Father said, who shall go for me? He's like the song said. He searched through heaven and he could not find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to set man free. And Jesus said to the Father, lo, Father, I come in the volume of the book to do thy will. And he left glory. He got up from his throne, hey, Lord, and laid aside all of his royal garments. And he came down. I tell you, it's a mystery. Brother Jason and Brother Earl, it's a mystery. Hallelujah. When the that angel came in, and Gabriel himself, the messenger angel, walked in, hallelujah, and appeared to that Mary, a virgin, a young virgin, probably around 13, 14 years ago, and said, I brought a message from the Father, and from God sent me down to say that the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you, and that holy thing that shall be born in you shall be called the Son of God, and you'll call his name Emmanuel, meaning God came down. God came down from heaven in his Son. Hallelujah. Thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save. He shall save his people from their sin. Raise your little hand in the house. That's why he came. He laid all the glory aside, and the angels praises aside, and said, yeah, Lord, I'll come down, and I'll be born, and I'll take upon me the form of a servant, and I'll become a son of man, and flesh and bone. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
It's a mystery.
Right. Come on.
Woo. Come on. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, right. And the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, right. And without him there was nothing made that was made. Hallelujah. He was the light of men, and that Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. He is the Son of God. Did they really realize when Mary held him and looked on him, and the shepherds came in, they were looking right in the face of God Almighty. They were looking right into the eyes of God's greatest Christmas gift that could ever be given. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand. He's the best of them all. He's the greatest of them all. Jesus is that unspeakable. Yeah.
Glory. Come on. That's right.
Woo.
There's the God of all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Glory to God.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You ask me why I'm happy. I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary. I'm glad my sins are gone. He came to die that we could live. He went to the cross. He was born for that reason.
Yes.
How much of a desire do we have to come to him and bring our very best offering?
Come on.
Did you know there's a price in distance? The distance that we go to serve him?
Bless him, Lord.
And if you really, really got a desire to know him and love him and have him, you'll travel that distance.
Right. Yes, you will.
You'll go that extra mile.
Amen. Come on, brother.
Hallelujah. After all that God has done for us, shouldn't we love him and serve him?
Amen. Shouldn't we love him?
Now notice.
Amen.
I've done some history. You must remember Mary was heavy with child when her and Joseph traveled, some say even from 70 miles up to 90 miles. So let's just say 75 to 80 miles. Traveled that many miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
Yes.
Means the house of bread.
House of bread.
My Father gives you the true bread.
Yes.
I am the bread of life.
Bread of life.
From Nazareth to Bethlehem, where she gave birth to Jesus in a cattle stable. He who owned it all, rich, became nothing, became poor, that we might through his poverty become rich.
Yeah.
She spent 40 days there, right there in Bethlehem. I don't know where, if she stayed in that barn, but she stayed there for 40 days till her purification was complete before her and Joseph travels that 80 miles back to Nazareth. That's a whole week of rough traveling. They said it took them at least a week of traveling, rough traveling, to go back to their hometown of Nazareth. This mother, on that way home, clutching her baby Jesus and holding him in her arms, with all the bouts, and it was horse-drawn buggy, I don't know. Was it a donkey she rode on? It's probably a wagon pulled. But can you imagine all the way home? She's carrying God.
Thank you, Lord.
Carried the Creator.
Carried him.
God made all things by Christ Jesus. By him, all things consist. Everything in this universe, Brother Jason, consists means held together. We are held together by Christ. Raise your little hand. That's the reason we're not in hell. That's the reason we're here today. God is keeping us. He's holding us together. Like the song says, they just sung, "Oh Mary, did you know your baby boy is the Son of God, the Lord of creation, the Savior, the healer?" Scholars believe Jesus was about 2 years old when the wise men brought him their gifts there in Nazareth.
Yeah.
He was about 2 years old, those who study the scholars. You can never separate Christmas from giving. And you'll never understand or comprehend the Christmas story without giving. You'll never know the joy of serving God and His Son Jesus without giving. It's the whole Christmas story, for God so loved the world that He gave. Say gave.
He gave.
He gave. What did He give you? He gave me life when I come out of my mother's womb. He gave me my first breath. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. He gave His only begotten Son. God gave us heaven's best. He gave us His whole heart when He sent His Son. God gave His all. What are we giving Him in return? God has been a giver ever since the beginning of time. You can never, ever outgive the Lord. From now through eternity, we owe Him. There's a debt that we owe Him. Hallelujah. And you raise your hand and say, "Lord, I owe You." Under all You've done and You've given, Lord, You've given us life. You give us our heartbeat every minute. Lord, You've given us blessings down through life. He's kept me out of the pit of hell. He saved me when I was lost. And I can give Him praise today. That's the reason I'm so animated when I come in here. I told Sister Stacy, I shook her head. I said, "I'm ready to have church." The tears filled up my eyes. You don't have to beg me to raise my hands and to praise Him in the sanctuary and to bless the Lord. Do you want a blessing? Do you want God to acknowledge you? Do you want His attention? Do you want Him to bless you? Do you want to feel His Spirit? I believe if you get in and you worship the Lord with a glad heart and reach after Him, hallelujah, and love Him and sing to Him and praise Him and be glad for this good salvation, it'll put something in you. I said it'll do something for you. We don't have joy, hallelujah, unless we praise Him.
Amen.
never have the fullness of joy and the water springing up until you learn to worship and praise Him.
Yes.
There's an art in that. What that represents is you're giving Him, oh, here's my heart, here's my soul, and I praise you, Lord. I give you an offering of praise, and I give you a praise offering, and God will come down, and God will bless.
Yes, He will.
Come on.
Yes.
You'll do it.
Right.
He'll do it.
Bless Him, Lord. Come on, brother.
He'll give it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You say, why in the world do you take off a running in this church service sometimes? Because it's in my heart. Come on, I pray it down when I'm at my house. Come on, if you come in, there ain't nobody yet. Ask my wife that's come into our home and visit us. What they say, I feel the peace of God in your all's house. We're told that all the time. You know why? Because we read the Bible. I didn't get on the piano and sing some songs and we worship the Lord. Hallelujah. We get the bread of life and read His Bible and read the word of the living God. Jesus lives in our heart. We pray at the house. Hallelujah. And when we come through them doors, it's not hard. Hey, Lord, it's not hard to worship Him when I think of all that He's done. Hallelujah. How you say that? Or when He sent His only begotten Son. Raise your hand and praise Him right now. He's worthy. Jesus, you're worthy. You're the guest of honor. You're the Lord. Hallelujah. You're the Son of God. You're God's gift. You're the Lamb of God. You're the great I am. Hallelujah. I am the good shepherd. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. I am the bright and the shining star. Hey, Lord, I am living water. I am the rose of Sharon. I am He that was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. I am the resurrection, and I am the light. I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. I am God's gift.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on, brother. Thank you, Lord. Blessings, Jesus.
This thing's too big.
Yeah.
It's too big to try to describe it.
Too big. Come on.
Come on.
I owe you, Jesus. Sister Stacy, do me a favor. Would you turn to Isaiah 9 and 6? Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 9 and 6. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah, O prophet of God, speak to us. Can you tell us your story, prophet Isaiah? What God showed you? You better believe that I can. I got in the Spirit one day. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God came down and covered me. And I went into a vision. And oh, what I saw. I looked out through the telescope of time. I looked out 700 years. Read that scripture, would you?
For unto us a child is born, unto us a Savior is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder. And His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
You could never ever say that God does not love us. You cannot say that He don't care. He gave us a sign. There's the word give again. He gave us a sign. He gave His Son. He gave us something wonderful for a gift. He gave us a counselor to teach us and to show us the right way. He gave us the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Do you know Him? Do you have it? Have you got this peace and this hope? Hey, Lord. I mean, you can say, He's wonderful, Brother Tommy. He's wonderful. He's a mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. And He's a Prince of Peace. Hey, Lord, He's worthy today. Thank you, Lord. Brother Kevin, you want in on this too? Get your Bible. Turn to Isaiah 7:14. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah, huh? You cannot see.
I don't have readers with me.
We need a healing line right here.
I'll read it for you.
You read it?
Yeah. Therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Which, being interpreted, is God with us.
God with us.
Isaiah, Brother Jason, he said, all that I can tell you, I saw God coming down to earth in His Son to give. Say the word give with me.
Give,
give. Hey, Lord, to give His love, to give His mercy, to redeem the lost souls of fallen man. Hallelujah. What are we giving Him?
What are we giving?
What are we giving Him?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Brother George, get your Bible if you would. Galatians 1:3. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Galatians 1:3. How many knows that God gave you the greatest Christmas gift ever be given? What are we giving Him in return?
Wow.
Brother Jason, listen. The word give, givest, giveth, given, and giving, in all of its forms, are mentioned and recorded in your Bible 1,547 times. Give. 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 Brother George, would you read that? Galatians 1:3-4.
Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father.
Yes, Lord. Who gave Himself for our sins, that He might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God, our Father. Mm. Oh, Lord. 1 Timothy 2:3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God,
one God,
one mediator between God and man.
Wow.
The man Christ Jesus. The man Christ Jesus. Who gave Himself a ransom for all. Can I ask you today, what is a mediator?
Right. Come on.
What is a mediator? What does a mediator do? A mediator is a person who is a go-between. A go-between.
Yeah.
He is the middleman. He's one who is sent to bring peace and reconcile two parties who have been separated.
Right. Come on.
Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, that have been separated and away from one another. Something has happened to divide them. They are alienated from one another. A great gulf is now between them. In this case, man sinned and went astray like a lost sheep. He's away, far away from God. He's out of the ark of safety. He's dead in his trespasses and sins. He's on his way headed to hell. But Jesus, God's Son, came and he tells the lost souls, he said, I'm sent to tell you that God sent me, hallelujah, to tell you he loves you. He still loves you. He wants you back. I am God's arm reaching to you. I am God's gift. I am God's forgiveness. I came to bring it from heaven. Hallelujah. I bridged the gulf across the chasm of hell to bring you back to the God of heaven. Hallelujah.
Yes.
A go-between.
Go between.
He goes and he gets a hold of his father's hand and he stretches way out like this, the fallen man, and embraces them to bring them back to God to save them.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at the word ransom here for a minute. You might say, how far will God reach? How far will he go to get to us and reach us, to bring us to him?
Mom.
Now, ransom means to pay a price to redeem someone who is held captive in their sins.
Man.
It's a payment made for the release of a prisoner to forgive and set free from all liabilities and charges. Yes. Jesus is our gift of hope and love from the Father up above.
Amen.
Our gifts to one another today is all wrapped so neatly in boxes with beautiful wrapping paper. Paper of all colors and pretty bows. But do we really know the reason for the season of Christmas?
Yeah.
If you really want the best gift of all, and know how much God loves you and what he gave you, look at that baby lying in a manger.
That baby.
Wrapped in swaddling clothes. Clothes of death. They were strips of clothes. Strips, rags, really. They wrapped baby Jesus in. And then look at the cross with his arms outstretched. Stretched wide and nailed. Hands nailed. Feet nailed to the wood. Jesus sat up. Doing all of this for you.
Yeah.
I'm your gift.
Amen.
All of my blood I shed for you to cleanse you and save you and set you free.
Yeah.
So that you can be with me in heaven. As I close, God gave us his son. Jesus gave us his life. What are we giving him in return? 1,547 times all through our Bible, people gave in many different ways. They gave of their time, they gave of their labors, they gave of their money, and all their efforts in life to either give or to get. But there's only one who gave us his love and gave us his all. Do you really know him? As I close, one more scripture. 1 Chronicles 16:28. Give unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. He wants your strength. He wants your body. Yes, he does. Your soul and your body. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Yeah.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Yeah.
After all that he's done, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of the lights. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.